This is a Discovery Channel podcast. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. Cave researchers in New Mexico have found a new entrance into the Snowy River Calcite River Formation. It's the largest known single calcite formation on Earth, and they've made a rather interesting discovery as well. Here to tell us more about it is Discovery News' Larry O'Hanlon. Larry, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Will.
Well, Larry, I know you're out in New Mexico yourself. Tell us about the Snowy River Calcite River Formation.
Well, this is a part of a larger cave called Fort Stanton Cave, which is near a town by the same name here in New Mexico. And it was discovered a few years ago by cavers. But the way in was extremely hazardous. Penny Boston, who's one of the researchers at New Mexico Tech, who is a cave researcher, and I interviewed her yesterday, and she told me that it was just a bunch of, it was loose rocks and very dangerous. She was even pinned by a boulder on the way in a few years ago when they tried to get to this formation, which is a 2.5 mile long calcite river, dry, when they found it a few years ago. But just on the 30th of June this year, an effort by volunteer cavers, which is a very active group, they were digging a new way into the cave. A new way into what they call, again, Snowy River, because it looks like a snowy river, even though it's calcite crystals. They managed to break through and find a new way in, and they were shocked to find that it was running with water this time.
And so what exactly is a calcite formation?
Well, it's just crystals. It's sort of like a salt, but it's not salt. It's a harder rock. If you go to a rock or mineral show, you'll find lots of calcite available. It's a clear crystal that it's a fairly soft crystal, but harder than salt, and it's the same thing. It's made of the same chemicals that limestone is made out of, but it's more of a pure sort of thing. One of the neat things about it for scientists is that it's when you have layers and layers and layers of it forming every time this river underground is wet and then dries, you get another layer. It's just like ice cores. They can drill down into it and find all kinds of climatological information from the past. They can even find entombed microbes inside of the mineral.
So for cavers and the caver community, it's exciting because, it's part of their hobby or sport, whatever you want to call it, and they've found a new entrance. For researchers, however, what is the significance?
Well, it's the climatology is the real one of the real big things, because all those minerals contain information about the past. The theory is right now that Snowy River has been wet and dry, probably more wet than dry back during the Pleistocene when it probably formed, which is a long time ago. We're talking about the Ice Age, and it has information all the way back to that time at least. And they're going to be doing some, this new safer entrance into the cave, they're going to actually be doing some coring into some of the plunge pools along this river, which have some of the deepest layers of calcite. So hopefully they'll be able to derive a whole bunch of information about the climate of the Southwest. Obviously we don't have good climate information in a place like the Southwest because we don't have a lot of old big trees like you have in some other parts of the country to put into, to core them and look at the weather as it goes back in time. We also don't have ice cores, obviously, so caves are a really good place to find out. And they can find out things like which years had El Nino and which years did not, and stuff like that, and which years the weather came from the Pacific or the Gulf of California, or Gulf of Mexico, that is.
A lot of information. And so this water running through the cave, I guess that means we're in the midst of a part of the wet period, as you said, a wet-dry period back and forth.
Well, it's hard. That's a good question. That what exactly it means is not clear. I mean, they were certainly surprised. They were not expecting to find water in there because when they went in originally and took some crystals out and studied them, the estimate was it hadn't been wet for about 150 years. So the last thing they were expecting was to find water running in it, about a foot of water. It will dry up, certainly, just like it has in the past. But should point out that this is not a cave that just anybody can get to. It's because it's so sensitive and so important. It's going to be closed to the public. The only access is going to be to scientists because it's just that important. It's also something that they want to preserve because it's apparently very beautiful. I'm still trying to get some photos to see it for myself.
Okay. Well, Discovery News, Larry O'Hanlon, thanks for bringing us that story.
Thanks, Will.
And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.